Jan Amos Komenský, Comenius, vážení televizní diváci, začátkem 17. století byl považován za právem za jednoho z nejzajímavějších vzdělávacích reformátorů v Evropě. A tehdy argumentoval, že nejlíp se žáci učí, když dělají projekty. Že vůbec není důležité, jaký studují obor nebo předmět, že by se to všechno mělo dávat dohromady, protože když děláte nějaký projekt, tak se z toho naučíte. Překvapivě, přestože tyto reformy pocházely z českého prostředí, je dnešní česká škola velmi konzervativní. Ale ku podivu se tyto metody, které už předvídal Jan Amos Komenský v tom 17. století, radikálně uplatnili s obrovským úspěchem v zemích, jako je Finsko. A my máme dnes v rozhovoru Britských listů paní Zuzan Bachmanovou, která ve Finsku pracuje jako ředitelka školy, v současnosti působí v České republice a snaží se tady informovat o tom právě, jak funguje finské školství. Budeme nadále mluvit anglicky, omlouváme se, jako obvykle, za ty české titulky. Hello, Mrs. Bachman, could you tell us what you're doing in the Czech Republic here now?
At the moment, I'm talking about education with a lot of people. I'm doing workshops in schools with different teachers and principals. I'm also participating in panel discussions, education conferences, and I'm also a board member of the Board of Trustees in the International School of Prague.
And you said that, or I introduced you to our viewers as headmistress or former headmistress from Finland.
Yes.
And so you have a lot of experience about the Finnish educational system. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit more about the Finnish educational system? How does it work? How is it different from the educational system of other countries?
What I think are the main key factors of the Finnish education system are trust and equality, and those penetrate through the whole, well, through the whole society really, but also through education. And I think the trust is hands-on in the schools between teachers and the principals, between the students and teachers, but also from the parents trust the schools and the society in general trust the schools. And the equality is very big for us as well. We believe in providing equal opportunities for all the students, so that all students in Finland should receive the same quality of education, regardless of where they live or regardless of their background.
This is all very well, but it goes beyond it, doesn't it? Because, for instance, you work on projects, as I mentioned in the introduction. This is something that the Czech educational reformer Comenius advocated at the beginning of the 17th century. It still hasn't happened in the Czech Republic.
Yes.
But, of course, it has happened in Finland. You have kind of almost abolished subjects, haven't you?
Well, that has been the international press, but not really. We still have the subjects, but we are focusing on a phenomena-based learning, which means that it's across subjects. The schools.
This is what Comenius said in the 17th
yes.
century. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So, and it is in our curriculum, so that was sort of makes it different. I know that phenomena-based learning projects are done everywhere else in the world as well, maybe, or in other places in the world. But with us, it's in the curriculum, so it's mandatory for the schools, and the schools have to do a couple of phenomena-based projects with all the students every year.
Okay, so they do study normal subjects, but then they have project-based teaching, yeah?
Yes.
And they have to do, say, I don't know, discover what global warming is about, and then they will obviously use information from various different subjects, mixing it together.
So that's the school's decision. The teachers decide, the principals decide. And the phenomena-based learning, it can stem from the teachers or it can stem from the students, depending on the capability of the students and how long they have, for example, participated in the phenomena-based learning. But the important thing with the Finnish phenomena-based learning is that it comes from the curriculum. It comes from the learning goals in the curriculum. So it's not something extra, like a nice fun project that you throw in on top of everything, but it's from the curriculum.
It's an integral part of it.
And
you have to do it. It's compulsory.
Yeah, and it supports the general learning goals for the students in that subject. And also we are talking about the competences, like I know that you also do here in Czech Republic. So we are focusing on different competencies, seven different competencies mm-hmm. that are transferable, and they have to be supported by each subject in the school.
What kind of competencies are these? Can you enumerate them?
I can, yeah. There is, for example, learning to learn mm-hmm. is one of the competencies. There's multiliteracy is one of them. ICT skills, which mm-hmm. are very important in the world today. Mm-hmm. Social skills, emotional skills, everyday life skills, entrepreneurship mm-hmm. skills, working life skills as such. And then we also have participating and influencing the world.
This is very interesting. It seems to be miles away from the Czech educational system. Learn to learn. This is so important. It is a little bit reminds me of, say, what they're trying to do in British schools, where you actually learn the method of criticism. Yeah. While here in the Czech Republic, the education system kind of, and the parents seem to demand, you have to learn by heart these facts.
Yeah.
But it's not about facts, is it? It's really about the method, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we're trying to prepare the students for the world tomorrow, where mm-hmm. we don't know what sort of professions will remain in, say, 40 years, where the students of today will be.
20 years even.
Where the students of today will be working. Mm-hmm. So we can teach them knowledge, and we will, and we mm-hmm. do mm-hmm. as well. But the competencies prepare them for the future, how to prepare for the unknown, so to speak, prepare them for the changes of the world.
What fascinates me is how these changes were actually introduced, because I'm sure once upon a time in the past, the Finnish education system must have been just as conservative as everywhere else, no? And how did the crunch come? I mean, how come that the society suddenly or gradually became so enlightened that it introduced this kind of novel way of teaching?
Well, I think the Finnish history is sort of the history of education, really.
Okay.
It has always had a great importance in our country.
Uh-huh.
There's not very many of us.
Uh-huh.
We don't really have any big natural resources.
How many? 5 million?
Approximately 5 million. Uh-huh. So we've always had to rely on our heads uh-huh. and the information there. So we've always seen education as very important. We did the first previous major uh-huh. education reform in the 70s, where uh-huh. we introduced the same education for everyone for free, mm-hmm. and we introduced the free school lunches even before that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we introduced school transportation and all that. So we introduced the national curriculum.
They would, if I may interrupt, they would actually say this is some kind of neo-Marxist nonsense. they go on about how it is terrible to give people free school lunches and all that. I mean, why is there this difference? I don't understand it. How did you manage it that there seemed to be? I mean, if you say Czechs normally talk about themselves as a small nation anyway, also, mm-hmm.
okay.
and there are not particularly many natural resources here as well, so it is exactly the same situation. And I suppose historically, from the 19th century onwards, we always taught in schools how the Czechs pulled themselves up by their bootstraps in the 19th century, recreating the Czech nationality by being clever, by putting a special emphasis on education. So why is it so conservative now? I don't know. But okay, you're not the person to answer this criticism about the Czech Republic, but I'm really fascinated how come that Finland managed to become so incredibly advanced in this.
Yeah, it is fascinating, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Considering our size and our resources, and sorry, we're also not a very wealthy country as such because of the national resources, so we've had to rely on our heads and innovations. Innovations are very much supported in the Finnish society.
Mm-hmm.
We value education. Mm-hmm. We value university education, we value all sorts of apprenticeship mm-hmm, education.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And one of the key factors of our education system is also that there are no dead ends. So regardless of the path you choose, you can always end up in higher education.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't have to make any permanent decisions during your teenage years, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You can always come back, and adult education is supported. So it's not like if you choose one thing, then that's the path you're going to have to take for the rest of your life. So we encourage people to come back to studies. Like, for example, my brother is now doing his master's degree and he's a bit over 40.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting. There is also this other right-wing kind of idea here that allegedly a large proportion of the population isn't clever enough to be allowed to go to higher education. And you should have elites. You should have the 5% who are properly educated and the other people are the great unwashed. Yeah. And if you put allow them into schools, you will just bring down the standards. Mm. Have you had that experience in Finland? When you brought...
No, not really,
right.
No.
Okay.
We value the equality very highly, and supporting everyone is very important. Mm-hmm. And we take a good look on the individual properties of each student. And like I said now about the competencies earlier, if you think about, talent, what is talent? In general discussion, it's often referred to as purely the academic talent. As academical talent, but there are other sorts of talents as well. And these competencies highlight the other talents. Mm-hmm. They highlight the learning to learn talent, the social skills talent.
Very important.
And those are the skills that will be needed in the future. Knowledge is also needed, of course, but knowledge is very much changing nowadays. Mm-hmm. And we have the computers, we have the robots, mm-hmm. we have the mm-hmm. IE, mm-hmm. we have all sorts of devices that will ultimately have more knowledge than our mm-hmm. heads. Mm-hmm. So what we need is to be flexible. We need the social skills, we need empathy, we need to be able to transform ourselves and use the knowledge and use the machinery. So that's the main
goal.
What
do you want to do in the Czech Republic?
I want to continue to talk about education. I want to do workshops, but I don't want to just talk about Finnish education. I want to talk about pedagogy in general mm-hmm. and how to invent different learning methods. I would also like to see some sharing amongst the Czech schools. Mm-hmm. The principals and the teachers, so that there would be a platform where you could share the ideas and encourage each other instead of compete.
Mm-hmm. And what is the reaction? You said you're talking to teachers here. Mm. Are you having any positive effect, or how are people reacting here?
I think I'm having a positive effect because I keep being called back, so mm-hmm. maybe I'm doing a good job. That's how mm-hmm. I predict it. Mm-hmm. But I can understand why some teachers or some people might be worried, and therefore mm-hmm. I think it's important to approach any change or any new addition you bring with caution. Mm. And you have to use a lot of time with it and prepare it and not make it sound like there is something wrong with how things are being done now.
Mm-hmm. So you don't want to, I wanted to ask you briefly, we have about 2 more minutes, but
sure.
briefly, I wanted to ask you to tell me what in your view should be changed in the Czech education.
I would like to see more cooperation mm-hmm. between the teachers and between the schools. And between the principals as well.
What does that mean? That's very general.
I think it means that then if you do have, or when you do have the innovations, because I've seen some great things happening in the schools, mm-hmm. and those innovations could feed on each other, and they could produce bigger things, and they mm-hmm. could accumulate bigger things.
Give me an
things.
Example of a good innovation in a Czech school.
Co-teaching,
uh-huh.
which is what we are doing a lot in Finland. But
what is that?
It means teaching like 2 teachers or more, uh-huh. maybe 3 teachers, uh-huh. joining their classes and working together.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So it doesn't mean that there
are... In different subjects?
Yes. Uh-huh. It doesn't mean that there are extra teachers in the classroom, mm-hmm. like somebody already mm-hmm. asked me. Mm-hmm. It means that the teachers combine their work. And this is where we are now doing this a lot in Finland, and mm-hmm. it has been proven to reduce the stress levels
really?
Of the
okay.
teachers
uh-huh.
when it's done properly.
Uh-huh.
In the beginning, it means a bit more work because
uh-huh.
you have to plan
uh-huh.
and you have to consider the other person's profession and your profession, and you have to bring your ideas together. But then it introduces this new level of teamwork mm-hmm. amongst the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it means makes the teaching more varied.
Mm-hmm.
The students experience teaching mm-hmm. from several different teachers, and it makes the teaching more interesting for the teachers as well.
Mm-hmm. So, in a nutshell, basically, you want to talk more and more and in the Czech Republic about all these reforms
mm-hmm.
when we are facing artificial intelligence and all these robots. And the most important thing from your point of view is to enhance cooperation between individual teachers and principals.
I think that's how the change could progress. Because mm-hmm. when you talk to one teacher to another, you can actually share like practical tips. You can mm-hmm. show how it's mm-hmm. done. Mm-hmm. You can do the benchmarking, mm-hmm. so to speak. So then it's not just words on paper. It's like actual action. This is how I do it. This is how you can do it. And this is what you could try.
Thank you very much. Very interesting. Děkujeme vám. Vážení televizní diváci, za pozornost. Nashledanou.